In 2021, Rivian was worth $127 billion, temporarily even more than Volkswagen. Then the EV bubble burst. Just 6 months after the IPO, Rivian had lost $100 billion in market cap. That's on top of the billions they're losing every year. Most would assume Rivian will go bankrupt, but in reality, things are actually looking up. Despite all the odds, they might be the ones to survive, and here's why. Our story begins back in 2009 with Robert Joseph Scaringe, Rivian's founder. RJ isn't your regular startup CEO. He has a master's degree in mechanical engineering from MIT and even a PhD. The focus of his doctorate was automotive powertrain systems, lean manufacturing, and operations management. All of this essentially means RJ knew EVs very well before he even founded the company. In 2011, RJ and his team unveiled their first car, a flashy, high-end sports car similar to Tesla's approach, but this car never made it to the market. Why? Well, sports cars are a great prototype, but terrible for a first production car, at least for the mass market. It lets you show off your new technology, all the bells and whistles, but niche expensive cars like this won't let you grow massive. They don't ship enough units to scale, and with how much you spend on R&D, factories, supply chains, engineering, an ultra-high-end model doesn't really work when you're a startup. It became increasingly clear that we weren't answering a question that the world needs an answer to. This is essentially a rite of passage for EV startups. Tesla did the same thing, as well as another American EV startup, Fisker. Rivian shelved the car and completely reset the business. RJ realized they had to pivot, but to what? Rivian slowly gained more investment and spent years developing two new cars in secret. Then in 2017, out of nowhere, Rivian bought a colossal 2.6 million square foot plant from Mitsubishi. Outsiders were stunned. The startup with only 100 employees had acquired a gigantic factory. Rivian was gearing up for something massive. But what? Then in late 2018, they were ready to unveil their secret project. The R1T and the R1S. Comfortable, modern, fast EVs, but with a twist. The focus of the reborn Rivian was adventure. RJ said the inspiration was asking, how can we create something that allows you to go out on these adventures? Whether it's a drive to the beach or on a twisty mountain road, do it in a way where you can enjoy it but not make that environment worse. Many companies will make a car and shoot footage of it on some mild dirt trail and call it a car for adventure or off-roading, where it can't stand up to any form of nature. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Cybertruck.
And once we got to about the middle of the incline, it would stop, and I noticed that the software was trying, stopping, doesn't know what to do, and then trying again.
The Rivian R1 family really was built for adventure. That's great, but what about when people actually got them?
So I guess then that brings us to the question, is the Rivian R1S the best SUV in the world? Is it the best one you can buy? Well, it makes a pretty compelling case, and I think it's really good.
The cars were good, very good. For first products, the R1T and S were jam-packed with value. There's the giant 4.5-foot gear tunnel for storage, the slide-out camp kitchen with burners and sink. Camp mode, which auto-levels the truck on uneven ground, power outlets everywhere, multiple off-road driving modes, and so much more. They even built hundreds of charging spots out in parks and popular camping areas. I'm not trying to do a sales pitch for Rivian, but you can feel how much effort went into their vision of an adventure vehicle. The cars weren't flawless, but Rivian was lining up to be the real competition to Tesla, which brings us to another stark difference between the two. At this time, people were calling RJ the anti-Elon because he was essentially the opposite of Musk. He's very reserved with his opinions, quiet and humble.
What do you think of the folks who have those bumper stickers on their Teslas who say, I bought this before Elon went crazy? Has that been helpful to you?
We've seen, yeah, we'd certainly see some more of those. I saw a sticker there that says, I identify as a Rivian.
He doesn't strike you as a CEO of a billion-dollar company, and at one point, a $100 billion company. Rivian was riding high, and it was getting even better. In 2019, Amazon invested $440 million for a fleet of 100,000 electric vans. Then, their IPO put their market cap over $120 billion. This meant Rivian was more valuable than Ford, GM, and even Volkswagen. The IPO also gave them an extra $12 billion in funding. The future was bright. But then, everything started to go wrong. Despite rolling out the R1 series, sales were still small. Rivian aimed to produce 1,200 by the end of 2021, but had only reached about half of that. They also under-delivered on their Amazon deal and had only delivered 20,000 out of the 100,000 vans. Not only that, Rivian had been fighting against a cash crunch. Despite raising $12 billion, they had lost $4.6 billion in 2021, then another $6.6 billion in 2022. Rivian realized it needed to charge more, but that brought on another problem. Over 70,000 customers had joined the waitlist for the R1 series, and had even put deposits down, despite knowing the wait would be a year or longer. Then, Rivian raised the quoted prices by about $12,000 per vehicle. Customers were outraged. Rivian should have had more respect for long-time reservation holders. Received an email that my account had been updated. Printed out my configuration earlier today was at $78,000. Now, it's $94,600, over a $16,000 price increase. Just wrong. From 100K to 120K. Cancelled. Mine jumped to over $103,000 plus tax. I'm out. Just cancelled. Everyone was cancelling their orders, and Rivian had an even bigger problem than their margins. This naturally didn't help their already falling share price either. Investors were getting very, very worried. It seemed like Rivian was far overvalued and moments away from collapse. But then, something interesting happened. Just 2 days later, customers received an email from RJ. It read, "Earlier this week, we announced pricing increases that broke the trust we have worked to build with you. Everything from semiconductors to sheet metal to seats have become more expensive. As we worked to update pricing to reflect these cost increases, we wrongly decided to make these changes apply to all future deliveries, including pre-existing pre-orders. For anyone with a Rivian pre-order, your original configured price will be honored. Your feedback makes us better. RJ." I think this is where RJ's character shines the most. He and Rivian made a mistake, but we see who people are and how they respond to mistakes. Customers were impressed with the transparency and many reinstated their orders. Mistakes are often forgivable if one has the courage to admit them. Even with the crisis averted, there was another right around the corner. Rivian, like everyone else, had been pouring billions into EVs, factories, R&D, and an endless list of costs. From startups like Rivian to gigantic legacy automakers like Volkswagen, but nearly all of them have been losing money. In Q1 of 2024, Ford's EV unit reported losses of $1.3 billion. For every EV they produced, they lost $130,000. Ford canceled an upcoming EV SUV and have written down most of their EV investments as a loss. The full year of 2024 was a $5 billion loss for Ford's EVs. Volkswagen also began canceling production of their EVs after underperforming sales. To make matters worse, governments were getting cold feet on EVs and were now pulling support for the industry. Germany ended their EV subsidy program in December 2023, and New Zealand, France, and Sweden also followed suit. And now, Trump was talking about removing the EV tax credit for the US. Things were bad. In 2024, major automakers cut 50,000 jobs and delayed their EV plans. But something is odd about all of this. Euronews reported that in 2025, EV sales in Europe were up 25% on the year. China saw a 35% increase. North America saw a 5% increase, while the rest of the world saw a 37% increase. Why is everyone losing money if the industry is growing? Well, these stats show growth, but it's slowing down a lot compared to the past several years. Not only that, the American automakers feel this the most, with growth of only 5%, which is what you'd see in most old stagnant industries. Rivian was the exact same. Their revenue had been growing steadily, but it was now in a plateau. Fine for an old company in an old industry, but for an unprofitable EV startup, this was very, very bad. While bigger automakers were pulling back, EV startups like Fisker, Unity, and GreenTech were all going under. So why didn't Rivian? Over the years, we've amassed 170 million views, but somehow we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is worse than Rivian's IPO bubble pop. My dream is to reach 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and if you, watching right now, subscribe, that dream can actually become a reality. Thankfully, Rivian has at least one thing going for it. Customers really, really like the cars, and they are fiercely loyal to Rivian. This isn't just a vocal minority online either. That feeling is very real. In their 2024 customer satisfaction survey, Consumer Reports found that the number one car brand overall, ahead of BMW, Tesla, Hyundai, and every other car company, was Rivian. 86% of Rivian owners said that they would buy again, which was the highest by a large margin. Rivian was also number one in comfort, usability, and the most interesting, ownership cost. Even though Rivian R1s are expensive, from $69,900, the maintenance cost over 5 years is especially low, and they retain their value rather well for an EV. It also helps that their CEO doesn't cause global controversies. Yet, things are looking even better for Rivian. Their revenue has gone flat, but what's interesting is that their profits are growing. This is a very, very good sign. From Q2 2022 to the same time in 2023, Rivian's loss per vehicle dropped dramatically, from $157,600 all the way to $32,595. Then, it happened. In Q4 2024, Rivian reported gross profit of $170 million. This was their first quarter of profit. To be clear, a lot of this came from selling carbon credits and realizing them in bulk near the end of the year, and not exactly selling their cars. But Tesla did this for years as well. Also, $110 million of their gross profit was from their cars, compared to a $611 million loss the same time last year. That quarter, they delivered over 14,000 cars, which means Rivian reached a profit per unit of $7,755, even more if you count profits from credits. It seems like something magical happened in these couple of years, but in truth, it was just Rivian slowly improving at their craft. They managed to cut down 1.6 miles of wiring, saving 44 pounds of weight. They cut over 100 steps in the production process along with 500 parts, which cut material costs by 35%. Rivian has been slowly, gradually clawing their way to profitability, and it's not just for the R1 either. It's allowed the price of their new generation to be much, much cheaper.
So our R1s, that's the R1S, the R1T, that's our flagship product. The average sale price of this is about $90,000. What we're launching with R2, it starts at $45,000. So this, you know, again, it's a big market expander. The average price of a new car in the United States is around $49,000.
For context, the average price for a new electric car is $57,700, while new gas-powered cars average $48,800. So the Rivian R2 for $45,000 is very, very good. But it gets better. They also secured a $5.8 billion investment from Volkswagen for a joint venture for EV software. This is why, despite their share price being near an all-time low, they're actually in the best place possible. They aren't overvalued right now. They aren't stressed about tumbling stocks or investor confidence because they've already crashed. The fear has already been priced in. That lets them quietly and humbly improve in the background, becoming just a bit more profitable and a bit better here and there until they finally broke even. Unlike in 2021, in 2025, Rivian is understated, which is a lot like RJ. The IPO crash wasn't good, but it was inevitable, and at least now, there's nowhere to go but up. In a market that's usually all about hype, Rivian has quite a bit of substance, and I can't wait to see where they go from here. One automaker, Jeep, that did the exact opposite with extreme dealer markups and price gouging is now paying the price. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.